brilliant. He's already testing better than his peers. he was on Instagram. So, no. All right. Let me get going. You ready, Gene?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, here comes one more person. We'll let her ding in, and then we'll get started. All right. And a very good evening to you, and welcome to the February 1st, 2021 meeting, regular meeting of the Orrville City Council. We will begin tonight with prayer, and we begin with Pastor Chuck Davis from the name blanked on me, Pastor Chuck.
Calvary
Assembly of God. I was 4 years old. You'd think I'd remember the name, but anyway, my apologies, and I'll hand it over to you, Pastor Chuck.
I forget the name of it sometimes, too. I'm sorry. Let's pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, we're just so grateful for this day. This is truly the day that you've made, and Lord, I'm just so grateful for this opportunity to spend a few moments with these chosen servants. And Lord, I know that they're desiring to serve you however they can and the capacities and the giftings that you have blessed them with. Thank you for their leadership, for their guidance, Lord God, through very stormy seasons, Lord. And we're just grateful that you are the captain of our salvation. You are the one that guides us and leads us. And Lord, I just pray that each of these vessels would just be in tune with what you're wanting for us as you lead us and guide us into this next chapter in the history of Orrville. I pray that the blessing of God would be upon each of our leaders, Lord God, in their prospective areas. I pray, Lord, for our businesses and our community. I pray that you would raise them up strong. And again, I pray the blessing of God on our police department, our fire department, Lord, our paramedics, those that are continuing to protect and serve us through very difficult seasons, Lord. I pray for your blessing on Altman Hospital, Lord, and the doctors and nurses that are truly, Lord God, the ones that are on the front line. And I praise you and thank you for the development, Lord God, of Lord God, this protection that we have now, Lord, with the medicines, Lord, that are available. But Lord, we ultimately know that you're the healer. So Lord, we trust you tonight. I pray that you would guide and lead this group, Lord God. Thank you for their insight. Thank you for their wisdom. Thank you for their creative ideas, Lord God. And I pray that you would just bless our mayor, Mayor Handwork, and bless Paul Vance, and bless these councilmen and women, Lord God, to take these ideas, bring them together to help Orrville be the best possible community that it can be, and help us as Lord, residents here, to be a blessing to them in any way that we can. Lord, again, I pray your blessing, Lord, as we follow and walk in obedience to your word. I know that we are allowing ourselves to be open to the blessing of God, and we ask you to steer us and guide us in that direction. Thank you again for our churches. Thank you again for those folks that are steering their congregations through difficult seasons as well. And again, I pray now your blessing on everything that's said and done in this meeting tonight. In Jesus' awesome name we pray.
Amen. Well, thank you once again, Pastor Chuck, for being here with us tonight, and thanks for your service to our community.
I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.
All right. And now we'll turn to the Pledge of Allegiance. So turn our attention there. If you'll repeat after me, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Very well. If the clerk will please call the roll.
Handwork.
Here.
Aspiris.
Here.
Larson.
Here.
Mosley.
Here.
Foy.
Here.
Widmer.
Here.
Wilson. All present.
Thank you very much. You should have received a copy of the meeting minutes from our last regular meeting on January 19th. Do we have a motion to approve the minutes of that meeting?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
Oh, John, you were on mute.
Sorry.
I
audibly move now to approve the minutes of the January 19th meeting.
All right. Thank you very much. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Thank you.
Aspiris?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
Foy?
Yes.
Widmer?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Handwerk?
Yes.
All ayes, motion passes.
Good, thank you very much. We have no public comment scheduled for tonight, and so we'll move on to our standing committee reports, and we will begin with our Parks and Recreation Committee. And Mr. Handwerk, good evening, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. Parks and Rec has not met, therefore we have no report. We do have our next scheduled meeting on the 15th.
All right, very good. We'll look forward to that. Our Utilities Committee is led by Mrs. Foy. Good evening.
Hi, good evening, Mr. President. The Utilities Committee has not met, so I have no report. But I do want to touch on quickly the article in the Daily Record. For those who didn't see it last week, it was on the front page. And it was regarding a citizen who had her water backup in her home due to a clog in the sewer line. And from my perspective, the article as a whole was pretty transparent. And honestly, I learned a lot on where the responsibility lies on a few different scenarios. And so I think it was an unfortunate occurrence, of course, but it offered some helpful information.
Very good. So you can check that out. Of course, the Public Utilities Board meets on the off Mondays of City Council, and so residents are always free to and encouraged to attend those meetings. Of course, they're on Zoom now if you want to learn more about how the utilities work. One thing that article didn't mention, just from myself coming from an insurance background, one additional step you can take as well is to purchase higher limits for sewers and drains coverage. I think in this case, this resident had $5,000 of coverage. You can always buy more for that as well. So it's another step you can take as a homeowner.
Yes, I will add into that that in the article it mentioned that there's a free backflow device that you can pick up from Orville Utilities as part to keep this from happening.
Yeah, another nice service there. So very good. We'll move on then to our Ordinance and Personnel Committee. Mr. Larson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ordinance and Personnel has not met, and I have no report.
All right. Thank you very much, sir. And then we'll move to our Transportation Committee, led by Mr. Mosley. Good evening.
Thank you, Mr. President. Transportation meeting did meet last Monday. There's two pieces of legislation that's on the agenda today. One of them is Resolution 321, and that is pretty much approving the engineering for our 2021 OPWC projects, something that we do every year. We're obviously asking for that one to be passed the first reading with council's approval, so we can continue that project and continue the schedule of that to hit the ground running our first, the next construction window that we have. Then the second one is Resolution 421. Mr. President, that one is that's approving engineering for our final phases of sidewalks. I believe that one out of that meeting, we're going to let that one go three readings just, you know, to kind of receive feedback from everywhere that we're going. And that involves finishing our final phase of our sidewalks. It's kind of been lingering with us. And we're looking to obviously move forward with that over the next 4 to 5 years, as long as something, you know, financially devastating doesn't happen to Orville. And also I would like to thank Mr. Wheeler for taking, you know, lead on this meeting, answering questions, and definitely going over all of this information. With that, I have nothing else, Mr. President. Thank you.
All right, very good. Thank you, sir. And we'll move on then to our Health and Safety Committee. Mr. Aspiris, good evening.
Good evening. Thank you, Mr. President. Health and Safety also did meet on that Monday, the 25th.
Our topic was an opportunity that presented itself to purchase a second ambulance, and really it would only be a few years early if we did go through with this. There was some good discussion, some talk of numbers and where the money would come from. The consensus of that committee meeting was to move forward with legislation. So tonight we'll see Resolution 521, and I'll save most of my comments for that legislation when we discuss, but the numbers should be pretty current and similar to what we discussed in that committee meeting.
Okay, very good. Thank you. We'll move on then to our Planning Committee. Mrs. Whitmer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Planning Committee has not met, so I have no report.
All right. Thank you very much. Then finally, our Finance Committee is led by Mr. Wilson. Good evening.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Finance Committee has not met. I have no report.
All right. Thank you. There are no special committee reports on our agenda tonight, so then we'll move on to administrative reports, and we begin, as always, with our mayor, Mayor Handwerk.
Thank you, Mr. President. I don't have a lot to report tonight other than the fact that if you were lucky enough to receive a stimulus check and you don't know what to do with it, I received word from Armstrong today that their rates will be going up. Not a huge amount, but a lot of the different categories that they offer will go up $1, $2, maybe $3. So those that are Armstrong will know that. They should be getting that letter in the next week or so in the mail from Armstrong. Also, if you got your property taxes in the mail this weekend, many of you had your homes revalued and was very probably shocked, as a lot of us were, at the increase in our property taxes. Keep in mind that's not a city thing, that is done by the county, and I'm not sure why there wasn't any previous notification to that. At least I didn't see any that it was coming. That would have helped a little bit. If you haven't seen those, and you might be expecting that as you get it in the mail. And that's all I have. Thank you.
All right. Very good. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. And then we'll move to our Safety Service Director, Mr. Wheeler. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Mr. President. Just one topic to discuss. Obviously, I'm going to have multiple opportunities to talk tonight, so I'll save that for later. But did want to give you a summary of our salt usage for the busy weekend that our service department had. A lot of exhausted guys today when I ran into them, so we thank them for their work, and hopefully they get a little break from the snow. Unfortunately, tonight's not looking promising. We did use about 120 tons of salt over the weekend. We do have about 350 tons remaining in stock with an additional 100 tons scheduled for delivery this week as well. So we're still in great shape on our salt supply. And that's my report for tonight.
Thank you, Mr. Wheeler. Just offhand, do you have your call about how much is it per ton for salt?
Yeah, it's about $52.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I was just kind of curious, you know, just how much it costs just to, you know, make one pass around the city, or in this case, you know, for the weekend, but it gives our residents just a little bit of an idea of how much it does cost to maintain this service, and we certainly do appreciate all the guys that are out there, especially when it's over a weekend. I don't know why it always seems to be Sunday morning, you know, when you get up, but
Mr. President?
Yeah.
Interesting note, but when I arrived here in 2009, salt was $120 a ton. So we'll take the $52 for sure.
Yeah, that's amazing. Well, I remember they're talking about a salt shortage and all this, and
right.
People getting salt from overseas and all stuff.
Yep.
So we're glad that we're through those times. So.
Yes, sir.
Very good.
I'm currently paying $110 per ton.
What's that?
I'm currently paying $110 per ton, so that's a really good deal. But the city.
You can start a city. All right, very good. Then we'll move on to our Utilities Director, Mr. Buttiger. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Mr. President. Thank you. Mostly quiet in the utility department. The only other note I have is I did send out a note to the utility board and the council utility committees this morning. We discussed this at our utility board Monday night, but AMP did file a lawsuit against the United States last Friday. We are attempting to recover about $76 million in interest that is owed to us on our Prairie State and hydro project financing. If you recall, we at the request of the federal government, we had a couple of financing options available to us. They were pushing Build America bonds at that time. With those came with some guaranteed interest rates. And since the sequestration that occurred several years ago and the continuing renewal in support of that sequestration, the federal government has pulled back on those interest rates, which has cost our customers a little bit over $800,000 in extra interest payments. And we have been working both administrations. We will be on our third administration with President Biden. We've been in federal offices. We've been in our state legislatures to no avail. So we really didn't have much much choice. We are joining the other six owners of the Prairie State project in filing this suit. If this matter doesn't get corrected over the current expected term of the sequestration, we could be paying an additional $2.4 million in additional interest payments. And if nothing gets done over the life of these Build America bonds, we have exposure of about an extra $30 million. So this is a big financing, big interest rates, and a big pain in the butt for all the members that use this financing mechanism that the federal government was pushing. So we joined in a filing Friday, and we'll kind of see where this goes. This entire process probably has about a year's timetable to it. By the time you get different parties involved, filing comments, periods of time in between comments. So stay tuned. We'll have more of this as this goes forward. And other than that, I will, if anybody has any questions regarding this, I can answer those questions or shoot me an email. I did copy a, send a copy of that complaint out. That did go to all city council. If any members on here that aren't on the utilities committee want a copy of that great piece of lawyering, just send me an email or text and I'll get a copy of that to you. Other than that, Mr. President, that's all I have tonight. Thank you.
Very good. You know, it's interesting, Mr. Brittiger, you know, there's always talk about term limits, and you mentioned that you've had to explain this to a number of administrations, and I know I've been on those trips to Washington that you invite members of council on, and I remember we have explained this now to three different congressmen over my time, and that's a downside of having frequent turnover is you're constantly re-explaining what your issues are, but it is a good opportunity for members of council to be able to go along and to hear Mr. Brittiger and the APPA that we're a part of explain these issues like this sequestration with the Build America bonds that we were encouraged to go borrow all this money interest-free, and then you go and borrow it, and then you say, oh, by the way, we changed our mind. Now we're going to charge you interest. So it is something that needs to be addressed, and that's why it's good for members of council when they have the opportunity to be there to represent our community when we're talking with our leaders and our representatives about these important issues. So thank you very much, sir.
You're welcome.
All right, then we'll move on then to our finance director, Ms. Strimlin. Good evening.
Good evening. Thank you, Mr. President. Finance has no report this evening.
All right, thank you very much. And then we'll move to our law director, Mrs. Kirkbride.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report either.
All right, very good. For my report, I couldn't tell you what's going on in the city. My first grandchild was born in the middle of the night. That's pretty much all on my mind, so hope everything's going well with y'all. No, it's a wonderful thing, as many of you have experienced. But anyway, so we are rejoicing with our son, Ryan. As Theodore Roman was born last night, so he's in the NICU for a few days, but expected to be just fine. So anyway, thanks very much to all of you for your support there. We have no old business tonight, and so we'll move to new business, and we'll turn it over to Mr. Larson. And you're still muted there, Scott. Yeah.
I had a dog whining beside me here, so I had to shut her up. Okay, now we can go. All right. Resolution 321. I move this resolution be placed on first reading. Second.
Second. Okay, well, Mr. Handwork.
Larson.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Foy.
Yes.
Widmer.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Handwork.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
Very good. Thank you.
Resolution 321. A resolution authorizing the Safety Service Director to enter into a contract and or contracts for engineering services for the 2021 OPWC Asphalt Street Resurfacing Project and declaring an emergency.
Very good. And Mr. Wheeler, perhaps you can provide a word of explanation here for us.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. President. So our proposed streets for resurfacing this year as part of our OPWC project are West High, West Paradise, Maple, Evergreen, Crestview, North Walnut Street, and Lake. We are proposing to begin engineering on this project. The state funds are not released till July. Traditionally, what we've done in the last few years is try to complete the engineering, go out for bids in June, and then have the contractor ready to go by July when the funds and the contract is released by the OPWC. All indications are that we will receive OPWC funding of about $500,000. Which is the maximum amount they will provide. So I am requesting approval of this resolution to move forward on the engineering so that we can kind of meet that schedule and make sure we're ready to go when the state gives us the go-ahead.
Very good. Do we have any questions for Mr. Wheeler on this? Very good. We'll proceed then.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that, given the time constraints on this resolution, that we suspend the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days.
President, I second.
Mr. Mosley seconds.
Mosley.
Yes.
Foy.
Yes.
Widmer.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Handwork.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
Very good. Thank you.
I move Resolution 321 be adopted as read. Second.
Second. Mr. Wilson.
Foy.
Yes.
Widmer.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Handwork.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
Very good. Thank you. We will continue.
Thank you. Resolution 421. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second.
I'll second.
I believe it was Mr. Mosley first, or second, I guess.
Widmer.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Handwork.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Foy.
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
Good, thank you.
Resolution 421, a resolution authorizing the Safety Service Director to enter into a contract for engineering services for the design of sidewalks, for phase four of the Orrville sidewalk program and declaring an emergency.
Okay, very good. Mr. Wheeler, we'll turn to you again for an explanation and then any possible discussion.
Thank you, Mr. President. So this is a proposal to begin engineering for phase four of the sidewalks, which is the final phase for residential areas. The proposal would include Viking Avenue, Lakeview Drive, Primrose Lane, Middle Lane, Heatherwood Lane, Heights Avenue, Lee Drive, Magnolia Lane, Tammy Court, Kenwood Drive, and Lynn Drive. If we were to, once council approves the engineering, we have expected to take between 120 and 180 days to complete the engineering. Once the engineering is complete, another resolution will be brought before council for their approval, basically allowing us to move forward and notify property owners that the project is going to take place. Once those letters are sent out, the property owners have 3 years in order to install their sidewalks. If they do not install them within that three-year period, we then hire a contractor to come in and do any remaining sidewalks that are left to do, and then we actually will invoice the property owner. The property owner can either pay the invoice or they can allow it to be then put on their property taxes, which is then broke down over a five-year period. I'd be glad to answer any questions.
Mr. Wheeler?
Mr. Mayor?
I should have asked you this week. Is that going to include out to Redwood since they're in our city limits? If we're saying it's our last phase, there's always going to be somebody.
We can look at that. Yeah, I mean, if council would like us to include that, we can take a look at including.
That was brought up to me by one person.
That's a good idea.
Mr. Mosley.
So is there no sidewalk out at Redwood? Were they not required to put in sidewalk when they put it in?
Not in front of their place and not all the way going out to there.
Yeah, is that Aurora Road?
Yes.
There's nothing on Aurora Road at all that I'm aware of.
And it could very easily connect to Viking, right? That's in the backyard of Viking.
They actually would connect to Smucker Road.
Mm-hmm. Smucker Road. Yeah, they're already partway up Smucker Road, all the way up to Y.
Yeah, that would make perfect sense to do that tie-in curve right now, honestly.
Okay. And that would be city, correct, if it, tying that into Smucker Road?
That would actually, I believe that frontage is owned by Redwood, a large portion of that is. Yep.
Oh, that's even better. Okay.
Yes. And keep in mind, on Aurora, only half of that side is in the city, so the other half, only one side would have sidewalks.
Right.
Yep.
Okay.
Very good. Any other questions?
Yes, Mr. President.
Yes, Mr. Spears.
Thank you. So if I understand the legislation that we have currently tonight, nothing would have to change as I'm reading through that if we do decide to later add Redwood, right?
Correct. I will just add that in the contract with the engineer to have them take a look at Aurora Road as well.
Okay. Thank you.
I don't suspect it'll go up very much as far as the overall cost.
Okay.
And just for clarification for anyone listening, this is not the decision to go forward with sidewalks. This is the engineering portion of it. Once the engineering is completed, then council will then take up the question of actually going forward with the work. So. Any more questions? All right, very good. Mr. Larson, we can move on.
Thank you. Resolution 521. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second.
Second, Mr. Spears.
Wilson.
Yes.
Handwerk.
Yes.
Spears.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Foy.
Yes.
Widmer.
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
All right, thank you very much.
Resolution 521, a resolution authorizing the Board of Control to enter into a contract with Key Fund Superior Sales without bidding for the purchase of a 2021 or 2022 Lifeline Ambulance and declaring an emergency.
Well, very good. We'll turn again to Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. As Mr. Espiros mentioned, this was a discussion in the committee meeting on Monday night. We are proposing to purchase a new ambulance from P Fund Sales. This ambulance would replace the 2005. Our proposal is that we would use $75,000 that we have in surplus general fund dollars as a result of the COVID CARES Act funds, an additional $100,000 from the general fund that we have will receive in EMS receipts, and then $100,000 in capital fund with the potential to refund ourselves into that fund from EMS fund once we rebuild that fund. As Mr. Spears also mentioned, this is about 2 years ahead of schedule, but the opportunity is there with those general fund and CARES Act dollars that obviously we don't expect those there to be any more of those. But so we would like to take advantage of that opportunity. It would be okay to go three readings. Chief Bishop is on the Zoom meeting with us. He did say that the contractor said that there's a potential to still have the 2021 chassis if the order was made here pretty quickly. But we'll leave that to council. The only advantage to the chassis that I'm aware of is the obviously the delivery time would be a little quicker if that way. And I'm sure Chief Bishop would be glad to answer any questions council has as well.
Mr. President.
Yes, Mr. Espiros.
Thank you. Just to add a couple points, too, from that committee meeting, the discussion also stemming around the opportunity to use some additional funds if we were to do it now, but also, 2 years down the road, we will see an increase in cost. That's just the natural way things work, and so our cost of what we would purchase down the road is also going to be a little bit more than what we're looking at, and we were able to get some discounts here going with the same company with the second one if this is what we decide to do when we pass this, as well as saving a little bit with the engineering already done from that first ambulance. So, we are saving a little bit of money by doing this if we decide to move forward.
Mr. Spears, I think I remember from that committee meeting, you're mentioning our EMS runs have been increasing quite a bit. And so that combined with the fact that this CARES Act money is there now and that is not normally now is one of the reasons why you are bringing this before council.
That is correct, sir. Yes.
Any additional questions or comments?
I have one.
Yes, Mr. Mosley.
Councilman Asferis, for record, there's no long-term debt liability to this for the city, is there?
No, there should not be. What we had talked about was if we did borrow from the capital in general, we would pay that back through the EMS receipts that we would be taking in here in the next year or two. So, short answer, no.
Thank you.
And if I may add to that, there's also the opportunity by making this purchase to kind of rebuild the EMS fund over the next 15 years, so that's kind of a side benefit to that as well, with the opportunity for future equipment purchases, personnel, or whatever council sees fit at that time.
Mr. President?
Edward.
Quick question for Mr. Wheeler. I think you addressed this already, but the CARES Act, we did receive some additional money this year, I believe. Is that confirmed that that is a hard stop at this point? There is no more CARES Act funding coming? Do we know that for sure?
We do know that for sure, other than that it's still part of this new stimulus package discussion is some potential additional local government funds. So that possibility is out there, but obviously that discussion's got a long way to go at the federal level. But we are hearing rumors that may be included, but until we see that, we obviously won't assume that.
So the follow-up, I guess, to that particular question then, if we don't use this money for this particular purchase, then we would still have to purchase the similar automobile in a couple years anyway without this dollar amount, correct?
Correct, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Morrison.
Thank you. I just wanted to add that one of the things that was discussed in the committee meeting, too, was the fact that with this CARES Act money, we're essentially getting what we intended to buy anyway in 2 years at a 30% discount because of the funds that will come to us through the CARES Act. So this is something that was planned and budgeted for. It's just coming a little early.
Good point, Mr. Larson. I'd like to add that Chief Bishop made a good point in the meeting as well, that typical annual increases are 3-4% on the cost as well. So there's a potential savings of another 8 or 10% as well on there just by buying it a couple years earlier as well.
Mr. President?
Yes, Mr. Wilson.
Hopefully the last point. I think what was important to me in the committee meeting was these are all good things, savings. But obviously, if you're saving money and having to sacrifice something else, that makes it a little bit harder. And I think important to note that this is not sacrificing any other projects that we foresee this next year. So it's a net result.
Very good. I see no further questions or comments, so we can turn it over to Mr. Larson.
Mr. President, given all the points that were made by the various council members, there are an awful lot of positives with this purchase. That being said, and noting from Chief Bishop that the sooner we pass this ordinance, the sooner we get in the queue with the possibility of buying a 2021 chassis, I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
A second.
Second, Mr. Espiritz.
Handwerk.
Yes.
Espiritz.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Foy.
I don't think so, but I'd like to talk about it if we can for a second, if this is the right time. Now I've got my wheels turning.
Okay, so
I don't know how to handle that.
I understand. Normally, discussion is closed once we have proceeded to a vote. You are new on council, and I did not ask the question, are you ready to vote? And so I'll make an exception here for this reason and allow you to raise your point.
Okay, so it's actually just to let it go for the three readings. So I'm totally good with moving forward with the purchase. But in my mind, I'm thinking if there would be potential for CARES Act money to come through, which no, we're not expecting, would we then be able to put more of that potentially toward this purchase? Just thinking out loud.
Yeah, so Mr. Wheeler, I think the question is if additional funding comes through, can we apply that towards this purchase?
I would defer to Ms. Strimlin on that. That's kind of her expertise in regards to how the CARES Act money works.
If the rules are the same as with the first allocation of funding, we would not be able to do that. Anything that had been previously budgeted or previously encumbered, you were not allowed to use CARES funding for that. So if we move forward with the purchase and next month we find out we're going to get $250,000, we would not be able to use it for this particular purchase. But we could, assuming again the rules stay the same, we could reimburse the general fund for payroll expenses and some other things that would add or increase the general fund balance, which would help in that regard.
So essentially kind of would we be able to pay back what we're talking about that's going to need paid back, or not necessarily in the same buckets?
It depends on the regulations. If we can cover payroll costs, we could do that, and then the money that we had previously budgeted for payroll, we could use that. That would be money that's left over.
Okay. So, thank you.
What we'll do is we'll conclude the questions here. The question before council now is, do you wish to suspend the rules?
Right.
So that's a yes or no vote. After this vote then, Mrs. Foy, we can then have a discussion on the subsequent motion regarding the purchase. Is that acceptable?
Actually, my question was regarding suspending the rules.
Oh, okay. Very good.
Yeah, I was actually thinking if we let it go. all three, then we'd have some time.
Okay.
It's not going to matter anyway. Mm-hmm. Then I'm good with moving forward.
Well, and you're fine to enter a vote of no. And if after hearing this, council wants to reconsider, they can do that. They can reconsider their vote on this by motion of a member of council. After the vote has been taken. So.
Okay.
All right. Very good. So I believe we do need your vote.
Yes, I am. Sounds like we're not able to move forward with what I was thinking. So yes, my answer is yes. Thank you.
Council Member Widmer got booted off, so she's trying to get back in. Do you want me to proceed with the vote without her, or?
Were there any other members left?
It was Widmer and Wilson yet.
All right, she's coming in. You can go ahead and ask for Mr. Wilson's vote, and then Mrs. Widmer is still coming into the meeting. So.
Okay, Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, and then we'll let Mrs. Widmer connect. Here she is. Okay. Mrs. Widmer, we are to you for the vote on suspending the rules. Do we have you yet?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Was that your vote, or were you answering Mr. Van?
Answer to the question.
We are definitely...
I'm trying to vote.
Okay. All right, very good. So, Mrs. Galton, I'm assuming then that this motion has carried and we can proceed then with the agenda.
All eyes, okay, motion passes.
All right, thank you.
I move resolution 521 be adopted as read.
I'll second.
All right, second, Mr. Espiros.
Espiros.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Foy.
Yes.
Widmer.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Handwerk.
Yes.
All eyes, motion passes.
Good, thank you. All right, now we'll proceed in our agenda to our Safety Service Director by Director Wheeler. And so, Mr. Wheeler, I'll turn it over to you, and I think I need to give permission to you to be able to share your screen. So if you will allow me a moment. All right, very good. I believe you should be able to share your screen now.
I'm ready, Mr. President.
All right, you may proceed.
Hello, my name is Steve Wheeler. I'm the Safety Service Director, and this is the 2020 annual report for the Safety Service Department for the City of Oroville. As I'm sure everyone knows, it was a unique year to say the least, and I'm really proud of what the project we were able to accomplish all during a pandemic.
That's pretty neat.
1 minute here.
That's pretty neat.
All right, you may continue.
Single-family homes, we did have 7 single-family home certificates issued in 2020. 4 of those were in Marsh Ridge. There was one on West Market, one on Dogwood, and one on Willow Way. We also had 2 two-family homes built. Those were built on Emerald Court for over about $1 million. We had 1 3 and 4 family home built in Blackberry for $690,000. 22 residential additions and alterations. 17 garages and sheds. 31 fencing permits. 6 industrial commercial additions for $750,000. A few of those projects were the new Pizza Hut. Gerber Poultry did a small addition. Oroville High School did a pole barn by the ball field, and also the new laundromat on High Street are just a few of those 6 projects.
We also issued 32 signage permits for worth almost $100,000, and then 4 miscellaneous permits, which are typically demolition permits. Overall, we issued 125 permits, which you can see is even a little bit higher than 2019, at just under $5 million in value. Property maintenance violations. There were 25 properties in violation, 53 visits made by our Safety Service Department inspector, who is Dan Lau. 30 letters were sent by the Safety Service Department, 0 properties repaired by the city, and there were 18 violations corrected and closed for 2020. The total estimated dwelling units and population in 2020 was 3,859 dwelling units, with an estimated population of 8,765. Obviously, once the census data comes through in the next few years, we'll have more accurate numbers. 3,924 acres is inside corporate limits. 6 square miles inside corporate limits, and the city maintains 51 miles of streets. On our residential recycling and landfill, as you can see, our numbers stayed fairly consistent with 2019. The total recycling was down just a bit, but our total landfill did increase, which resulted in about 15.2% recycled, which is a slight decrease from historical numbers, but not a large dip. Park and pool receipts and expenditures, as council is well aware, it was a very unique year at the pool. We were restricted with our attendance to only 200 per day. Pool receipts for 2020 was $16,450, $5,500 in pool concessions, $88,000 in our pool expenses, with the $600 capital expense. Our park receipts were $14,800. Those obviously were down as well as a result of multiple cancellations or us not even being permitted to rent the hall as a result of the governor's orders. $164,000 in park expenses and $320,000 in park capital expenses. Some of those projects included the parking lot paving, the new parking lot striping, the new pickleball courts, and the marine pavilion roof was replaced as well. Pool attendance, as I mentioned, there were 51 total days open, as opposed to 69 days last year. 11 days closed, with 8 in 2019, and our average attendance was 107. Last year was 207. You can see our total attendance was about 7,000, or about half of the prior year. Obviously, there are multiple factors that go into that, including obviously the pandemic, as well as our restriction on the amount of folks that could get in at one time, and also weather always plays a large part on our pool attendance as well. If we get 80, 90-degree days consistently, then the attendance reflects that. A busy year at the cemetery. General fund receipts of $75,000 for 2020. $2,800 in interest income for overall operating receipts of $77,800. Maintenance endowment receipts of $30,000 this year, with $313,000 in the maintenance endowment fund balance currently. $181,000 in general fund expenditures, and there were no capital expenditures for the cemetery for 2020. As I mentioned, a busy year for our cemetery. We had 87 burials. This was one of the higher numbers on record that we're aware of. 54% were residents and 46% were non-residents. Our grants update, Kristen Ensley does a great job with our grants applications as well as her administration of those grants. Our annual recycling grant from the Joint Solid Waste District, we received about $19,000. That amount is based on the quantity of tonnage we recycle, so that's why one of the many reasons why we urge folks to recycle. The asphalt streets, the OPWC grant, we received $346,000. Pickleball courts from the Wayne County Community Foundation, we received $30,000. for just under $400,000 in total grants for 2020. History of grants received, I think, kind of reflects the job that Kristen does for us. We received $395,000 in 2020. The couple of years prior were related to some ODOT projects and some larger trail projects, so those were great years as well, but this year was a good year for all, especially all things considered. Unfortunately, another event that was canceled as a result of the COVID-19 restrictions were our Ream Performing Arts and our family movie nights. There were no concerts or movie nights held in 2020. We are hopeful that 2021 we can get back to those programs, which I know the community really enjoys. As I mentioned, the OPWC streets in 2020, the project was just under $900,000. The OPWC streets that we did in 2020 were West Chestnut, Smucker Road, Crown Hill, Walnut under the overpass, North Vine, and the South Elm Extension. We also partnered with the county on the Burton City Road ore resurfacing project, which they overseen as part of another OPWC grant with a total cost for our share of $44,000, of which $17,000 was provided by the grant. As I mentioned, with the pickleball courts, we received $30,000, and that project was just under $70,000. And the Ore Park parking lot, the new parking lot over by the ball fields, was $56,000. And this section at the bottom I added a few years ago as well, just to kind of reflect our commitment to our road infrastructure in the city. In 2020, we did six streets of resurfacing, $363,000 in grant, and $931,000 in the total cost. And as you can see, over the last 8 years, we've done 66 separate streets with just under $8 million in grant share and $18 million in total cost for those projects. And looking ahead to 2021 preliminary project list, as we mentioned earlier when the council approved the engineering for us, Crestview Drive, Evergreen, West High, Lake, Maple, Paradise, and North Walnut Street are scheduled to be resurfaced in 2021. Also, as part of a CDBG County grant, Kirk Street is scheduled to be resurfaced. This was a 2020 project that was kind of pushed back as a result of the pandemic, and is scheduled to be completed this year. We are also scheduled to do some concrete street and downtown curb work, a small portion on North Crown Hill, the Church and Ella intersection, as well as some downtown curbs. The downtown curb we were hoping to complete in 2020, but we're unable to find a contractor willing to do that small of a project, so we're going to piggyback it on to the larger concrete streets and try to get that done this year. Just a few pictures. We always like to share a few pictures of the projects. The top right is the new parking lot. Much of that base work and initial work was done by our service department. They did a fantastic job. The pickleball courts are on the middle picture there. And the lower right is the OPWC West Chestnut Street project. Finally, I would like to thank Karen Flinner for her work completing this annual report for me. And sadly, it is her last annual report for the city as she has announced her retirement after 30 years of service to the city. And we will definitely miss her expertise as well as her knowledge. So we want to wish her the best of luck in retirement, which will be at the end of April. And with that being said, are there any questions?
Mr. Wheeler.
Mr. Wilson.
Just one question. One of the first slides, the property...
property maintenance?
Yeah, property maintenance. There were 7 left that weren't closed out in 2020. Are those expected to close then? And what is there a period of time people are given? Does that just bleed over this year? And what happens if that doesn't get done in the time allotted?
So normally what we do, and we do get multiple opportunities to correct the situation. We allot a amount of time. We then Our inspector then goes out and examines the property to see if the violation had been corrected. If it has, then we send out a letter acknowledging that it's been corrected. If it has not, then we typically send out another letter with just a smaller timeline to complete. And then if it's not done at that point, then we then threaten to have the city complete the work and then bill them, which obviously is kind of the last recourse. Sometimes it's a timing issue on why some of those violations aren't closed. You know, if there's a porch failing and we, you know, it comes to our attention in December, we typically give them to the spring, to complete that work, knowing that typically it's hard to find contractors to do outside work in the wintertime. So there's some variable factors in there that may affect why some of those weren't closed, but we do stay diligent on that. And historically, the city has done some work when folks didn't step in to do that. Obviously, it is the last recourse. We want property owners to take care of their own property, but that is a tool that we have available to us if we need it.
Okay. Any other questions for Mr. Wheeler? All right, very good. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right, we can then move on then to any comments for the good of the order.
Mr. President, the council clerk brought to my attention something I forgot to bring up in my report.
Oh, okay. Yeah, please go ahead.
We have two applications for agricultural district designation for property taxes. By Ohio Revised Code, we can schedule a public hearing on those, which would be held next meeting, or we can simply not do anything, and then in 30 days it goes into enactment. It's automatically approved. The two properties are currently already in the agricultural district, so they're not new allocations. They're just up for renewal. It is Dean and Linda Arnold, as well as the Shop property. The Shop property is adjacent to the pond out on North Crown Hill as you're heading out of town. The Dean and Linda Arnold property is behind our industrial park. A large portion of their property is not in the county, but there is a small sector. I'm sorry, the large portion is in the county. And they do have some acreage, though, that's in the city limits that has to be approved. So I would leave that to council. We've handled it both ways in my experience. Typically, obviously, the public hearing is, you know, pretty uneventful, since typically it makes a great deal of sense to approve these. So they are both being currently used agriculturally as well.
Very good. Have we had any complaints regarding either property?
No, sir.
Okay. Very good. In my view, then, we could proceed then without a public hearing, if that is acceptable. We just move forward that way, as far as I'm concerned.
Sounds good.
All right, very good. Any other comments for the good of the order?
Mr. President?
Yes, Mr. Spears.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just something real quick. I just wanted to thank all of council administration for all the input that you provided. Great questions as well, great dialogue to come to the decisions that we've come to regarding health and safety. So just really a thank you.
Okay, very good. Since I have control of the screen and can't hold him, I will take the liberty to share Theodore Roman Vance. So anyway, we welcome him into the world. So hopefully you'll get to see him this weekend. But
congratulations.
Anyone else?
What's the birth date?
Today. It was like in
February 1st.
Yeah. 2/1/21. How about that?
Wow.
He almost got
1/21.
Yeah, he almost got 1/21 a.m. Just missed that by a few minutes, so. Very good. Yes, Mr. Wilson.
I move we adjourn.
Very good. We have a second.
I'll second that.
All right, second, Mr. Larson.
Larson.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Foy.
Yes.
Widmer.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Handworth.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
All eyes, motion passes.
Very good. That will conclude tonight's meeting. We are adjourned. Have a good evening. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Good night.
Bye.
Congratulations, Paul.
Thank you. Pretty cool. All right, CJ, let's give...